I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
It's time for the KSL in-depth today's TikTok hearing in Congress before a House committee started with the Republican chair, Kathy McMorris Rogers, going after TikTok's CEO. She went after Shochu right out of the gates.
TikTok is a weapon by the Chinese Communist Party to spy on you, manipulate what you see, and exploit for future generations.
Hello. ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky is joining me live from New York. Mike, read the room. How did this hearing go?
Yeah, it was a tough day for TikTok. I think it's safe to say a very hot seat for the TikTok CEO, facing heat from a lot of different vectors here. The main one, of course, is those national security concerns that TikTok could potentially be used as a tool by the Chinese government to collect data on American users, but also questions about content moderation and what sorts of content TikTok allows younger users to see. So we saw a lot of questions around that as well. A rough day for Shochu, I think.
TikTok CEO did talk about how they're going to have U.S. servers that are cut off from China, insulating Americans from any Chinese influence. Was Congress buying it?
Did not seem so. Yes, as you alluded to in the intro there, there was a lot of pushback from lawmakers, on both sides of the aisle, which is interesting, kind of pushing back on this notion that that would actually be a real firewall. I've also seen, some analysts in the wake of this hearing kind of mentioned that, Shochu didn't necessarily nail down any specifics about changes to the platform that he was going to make beyond things that we already knew about, things like those American servers, and some of the other feature sets. So, kind of raising questions about, who's really in charge there. But I also think it's worth mentioning that, there's no smoking gun when it comes to the Chinese interference question, right? We don't have, exact proof of the Chinese government going to ByteDance and saying, hey, can you collect this data through TikTok on American users? We just don't have that right now. It's kind of, more of just, we're looking at some ancillary data there, perhaps.
Real.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Real quick, Mike, I have to run to get to traffic and we have a snowstorm coming. But I wanted to ask you what happens next in this process.
That's another big question, right? So the committee still needs to, continue its investigation into TikTok. The DOJ is also investigating this company. And there are pieces of legislation that are winding their way through Congress that need to be reconciled with one another that could potentially lead to a TikTok ban. But I think the main takeaway here is that, it's not coming imminently, but we are closer to a TikTok ban than we ever have been.
ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky, thanks so much for joining us. It's 420.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.